the name of the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to say good morning and welcome to Only Believe Ministries Christian Center right here in the great metropolis of Kenton, Ohio. Amen. I tell you what, this is a city where the Lord's presence is poured out. And this is an area where I believe the best of God is yet to come. I believe we're just beginning to see the goodness of God. And I tell you what, you should have your heart set for revival. Listen, I want you to know something that they have said, Generation X and all this other stuff. But I'm telling you that for the believer, every generation is earmarked with those who are going to be blessed, with those who are going to feel his presence, with those, Bible says, the righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost is to us believers who believe on God. So I want you to know that your children growing up, they are exactly designed by God to be what's needed to carry on the ministry of the faith. Amen? And so we are going to rejoice in God. We're going to rejoice in his goodness. And we're just going to believe him for blessing. Amen? So this morning, I want you to get ready because we're going to join and worship and we're going to look to our God for all that he does for us. Amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Stand your feet with us this morning.
do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe I'll see you do it again. I've seen you move. You move the mountain. And I believe I'll see you do it again. You made a way where there was no way. And I believe, God, I'll see you do it again. I'll see you do it again.
Great is your faithfulness, faithfulness.
I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail. Your promise still stands. Great is your faithfulness, God, faithfulness. I'm still in your hands. This is my confidence. You never fail me. Yeah. Oh, you never fail me, God. And I never will forget. Oh, Lord, your faith to me, God. Hallelujah. Lord, you're so faithful to us. We thank you for your love. Sought for us. And we thank you for sending your son Jesus to die on the cross for our sins so that we can live in heaven with you. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Love.
There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Come on, let's sing this morning. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. He loves you so much. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow. Deserve, sing that again. I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. Still, you give yourself away. All the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. And I couldn't earn it. I don't deserve it. But still, you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, you're so worthy, Lord. And Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill the atmosphere. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence. Oh, Holy Spirit, you are welcome here. Come flood this place and fill. Your glory, God, is what our hearts long for. To be overcome by your presence, oh God. Oh, we want you more, Lord. Have your way. There's nothing worth sweetest of loves, where my heart becomes free and my shame is undone. Your presence, God. Sing Holy Spirit this morning. Holy Spirit. glory, God, is what our hearts long for, to be overcome by your presence, oh Lord. We long for you, Jesus. We want more of you. There's nothing worth more. The sweetest of loves, where my heart is set free and my shame is undone, Lord. In your presence, Lord Jesus, by your blood, Holy Spirit, you are welcome. Begin to speak out praises to him this morning. God, you're worthy. God, you're holy. God, Holy Spirit, have your way inside of us this morning. We give you our hearts, Lord. Everything inside of us we give to you today. God, have your way in us today. Oh, have your way and do what you will, Lord. Lord, we give it all.
Breathe, we live for you.
the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Sing that again. Jesus, the name above every other name. Jesus, the only one who could ever save. Worthy of every breath we could ever breathe. We live for you. We live for you. Holy, there is no one like you. There is none beside you. Open up.
Testimony come up after the first service, and it was Laura, and she was talking about how she couldn't sleep at night, and she'd been hearing people talk about this blanket and people just giving her advice on how she can sleep at night. And even as I think she was going to get the blanket, she felt like the Lord was telling her, why are you listening to this? She got the blanket, And she laid there the first night. And she said she did not go to sleep. And she remembers it made her uncomfortable, and she's kicking the blanket off. And she's like, you know, you're supposed to help me go to sleep. And she says, well, I'm going to try you one more night, then I'm going to take you back. Then I don't know if she's really talking to the blanket, but it sounded like she was going kind of nuts, didn't it? But anyway, Laura, you're not nuts. I'm just playing. But then the second night, she didn't sleep again. And then the Lord started speaking to her and said, why are you trusting this blanket over me? Why are we trusting all the voices that we hear over the one voice that is truth no matter what we go through? Amen. Amen. The voice can be sound as sane can be, and be the best advice in the world. But if it's gone against what God is saying to you, it's the worst advice in the world. Amen. We need to listen to God's voice. We need to listen to His direction.
Amen.
We need to follow where He is leading us.
Amen.
All the other voices, we need to just block out and Amen. Be silent and Amen. Listen to the one who's going to get us where we want
Amen.
To go
Amen.
And where He needs us to go. Amen? Amen. I thought it was such a good testimony and a true word for the church today. Quit listening to all the voices outside. Quit listening to Him. Just listen to Him.
Amen.
In that word, listen to what He says. Fill your heart and your brain up with the words that He is speaking to us.
Amen.
Speak life. Speak faith. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Speaking of faith, we are declaring that all this sickness,
Amen.
All this influenza stuff, all of it go in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody that is suffering from it right now, if I talk too long, I cough, so you're going to have to pray.
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, now we just speak to the sickness and God,
yes.
the baby that had influenza A, and God, yes. we just speak over Gabe and over all of the sickness that has hindered people in this church and beyond, Father, Lord. We just declare, God, that You would remove sickness and disease from the midst of us, and viruses would go and clean health would be there, God. And Lord, we thank You for it in Jesus' name.
Including Amen. The coronavirus, Father.
Yeah.
Wipe it from the face of this earth, Father God. We know that You can do it, Lord God. And we thank You that every person that is plagued with it at this moment, You just reach down, touch, heal, and let that nation know that You are the one.
Amen.
That brought healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Well, we got some good stuff coming up. We got some stuff that might take longer than we think, but might not.
Amen.
We're talking about the building, of course. What else will we be talking about? No, we have an opportunity coming up that we want to extend to people. They're supposed to be done doing the taping and the mudding and all that stuff with the drywall. Not this Wednesday, but the following Wednesday. And then so then that means it opens up an opportunity for us to get in there on Friday. And I'm just going to say this, and I'm saying this against myself too because I can't paint. You have to know how to paint. Okay, I'm allowed to paint in a closet in my house, and that's it. Nowhere where public people see it. So I will be there, and I will be being a runner and doing whatever needs to be done. And if I have a babysitter that knows how to paint well telling me how to do it, then I will paint too. But we're asking if you would like to help to come in and help paint the children's classrooms and the offices and stuff. We have Randy Waters, who's a children's pastor of our main house. He's been painting for years, and he's going to take care of our sanctuary and our foyer and our hallways and all that stuff. But it's a big job to do out there. So I thought if we could get in there and knock out some of the classrooms and maybe the bathrooms and the offices, that would be less that Randy would have to do if we can do it. So we have planned to meet not this coming Friday, but the following Friday, which we believe is like March 7th.
Sixth.
Thank you. Friday. At 6 o'clock to paint. I'm going to bring in a paper so that you can tell me if you're coming so that we have enough drinks and we want you to be well hydrated. You know Phil, he wants to feed everybody under the sun.
Amen.
He wants to make sure you're well fed. So, but just let us know if you're coming and we'll get that started. But with all that being said, be prepared for that date to change. Like we're surprised about that. We're not, right? Nobody's shocked. it's a domino effect, they tell me, and I'm learning that this is the case. That this has to happen for this to happen for this to happen, right? And so if anything stops this from happening, this and this behind it can't happen.
Amen.
This has to get done first. And so if anything stops this from happening, then we'll have to push back the
date. We'll regroup.
Okay, and we'll regroup a new date. And so just please be a little flexible with us.
Amen.
Sorry. I'm healed in Jesus' name.
Amen. You are healed.
Amen.
In Jesus
so just be a little flexible with us. But I think some people want, they have been expressing that they want to do something in the building and work in the building. And so I think this is a good way we can do that. I mean, I want to too, but you don't want me to.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Give me some numbers and you'll want that all day long. You give me this other stuff, especially electrical.
I
killed you.
Yeah.
All he did, one simple thing, one simple task. Go flip off the, yeah. And I thought I picked the right one. I'll leave it at that. He's alive.
Amen. By the grace of the Lord and the goodness of God to intervene for us. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, exactly. I needed one. It's a very good idea. Well, we're going to let the children get going to children's church. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And we're going to remind ourselves today that in the Word of God, there was a widow woman who came up to the Lord. And while she was coming, actually the Lord was there overlooking, and they were taking up the tithes and offerings. And there was a widow woman that came and gave in the offering, and the Lord himself recognized her and said to his disciples, that widow woman that gave two mites, which is a farthing, she said, that widow woman has given more. You wait. All right. That widow woman has given more than anybody else because she didn't give out of her abundance. She gave out of her little or out of the little need that she had. And what I want you to know is that the tithing and offering covenant is set so that everybody gets a fair opportunity to give, because the tithe is just 10%, but even more so than that, what it really means is that God has arranged giving to take honor and have an inventory of our heart. It's about the heart and the motive in which we give, and that is what should be motivating us when we give. And the Lord says that when we do that, he recognizes from the biggest gift to the little gift, and every one of them are important to God. We also know that the Lord says that he will rebuke the devourer on our behalf, and that he will also protect our fruit and increase us. Amen. And so we want to make sure that when we give, we're found to be like the widow woman that is giving out of a purity of her heart. And it's not so much the amount, it's about us being pure and integrous in our giving. Amen. That's what the Lord requires. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, this morning we just take this time, God, to honor you, Father. Lord, to worship you with our tithes and offerings and to declare our trust in you, Father. Lord, that little widow woman, when she came, she was making a strong statement that her trust and her hope was in you, God, and that you would provide for her, Father. And Lord, you're faithful. And God, this morning, we just thank you, God, for this opportunity to be givers in the kingdom. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.
And I will build my life upon your love. It is a firm foundation. Trust in you alone, and
remember Ronnie Harrison? Man, that little fireball that comes here, we just love him.
Yes.
He will be at the Botkins campus tonight at 6:30. And then tomorrow night and Tuesday night, he will be there at 7. Amen? Yeah.
So make sure that if you can, you should get out and be involved. That's going to be a great, great time in the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise God. Now you guys get to deal with me for just a few minutes here. Hallelujah. About 5 or 10 minutes. About 5 or 10 minutes, all you got to put up with me for. But anyhow, I want to begin to preach to you. And we talked last week about how the Lord is, even when we feel like he's silent, he's right there with us and he never leaves us nor forsakes us. Amen? And that God is always with us. And so I want to remind you that sometimes things take a little different turn and they take a little longer than you think, but God is always with us and he's always working it out for us. Amen? I like to remind people that in your quiet season where you felt like you couldn't hear the Lord and you felt like you were alone, in that season, you know what? He never leaves us nor forsakes us, so he's there with you. Amen? And so we're just going to look here in the Bible, and it says in the book of Genesis chapter 8, I just want to read a verse here to get us started. And it says in Genesis 8:22, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease. I want to remind each and every one of us that sometimes we'll say, hey, what you sow is what you reap, and sowing and reaping, and we emphasize those things, and those things are true. But I want you to remind yourself that there cannot come a harvest without a seed time. See, sometimes when we're on this journey, part of the reason why it might get a little quiet for you, or part of the reason you might get a little discouraged, is because you forget sometimes that if we're going to sow a seed, we cannot be afraid of the time that it needs for it to become a harvest. Amen? And throughout the Bible, that's why I tell Christians all the time, you are never on this journey for the short term. You're never on this journey to just get a quick fix or to get something your way. That's why we have McDonald's and Burger King. See, that's where you can go and get things done your way and in a quick and a hurry. But when you come into the kingdom of God, this is a lifetime journey. It's not a momentary journey. This is a lifetime journey. And I'm telling you now that sometimes we'd be better to just go through the season and let God unfold things. And when we receive, then it'll be more permanent for us. Amen. I want to remind you that some of the people in the Bible, they had to wait a while before they saw the fulfillment of what God did for them. King David was anointed as a young boy that he would be king. It took him several years to achieve that goal. And we don't even want to talk about Abraham. Boy, it was 25 years before Abraham saw the fulfillment of his thing that birthed him into the kingdom of the long-term purposes of God. But what I want us to know is that if we're going to understand, as long as we're on the earth, there is a seed time and there is a harvest that's going to come, but we need to know that there may be some time between us release of our faith, what we sow for, what we pray for, what we're believing God for. We need to know that there might be a time in there where it takes a little longer than what we thought for something to come to pass. Amen? So we got to remember that there's a seed time and a harvest. And that is why this next scripture is so important, because it says to us, in Galatians chapter 6, verse 9, and let us not be weary in well-doing. Let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. And what I want you to see here is, let us not be weary in well-doing. That means that a Christian should always be found doing well. And a Christian should be found doing what they know to be right before God. Amen? And again, we see that it says that in due season you shall reap. You know, if at the end of the month or the beginning of the month you have a mortgage or a rent payment due or a car payment due or an electric bill due, you know that there's a time period that goes past before that thing is due. Amen? And so we need to understand that the Lord is trying to make sure we know that in the process of working with God, there's going to be some times upon this journey where things are not going to be exactly what they thought we thought they were going to be. Sometimes you are going to have difficulty. Sometimes you're going to have moments, but don't grow weary because you should still have a testimony. Amen. You should keep the faith. I tell you what, just because you're going through a season, you should still be a part of church. You should still be praising. You definitely need to still be praying and believing God what you are putting your faith on, because in that process, you are in a season. A due season. That means that sometimes it is going to take time for something to come to pass. You start on a journey, and I'm telling you, sometimes that journey takes a little longer than you thought it was going to take. Sometimes that journey takes some twists and turns in the road that you weren't really expecting or seeing. But that does not mean that you let up off of where you are. And due season, you shall reap. So don't grow weary of doing well. Amen? I want you to know that a Christian should be found doing well at all times. Because the Bible says that actually what should happen in your life is righteousness, peace, and joy. And even in the toughest of times, it says that there should be something going on in your life that will cause someone else to ask you why you have such hope. So I want you to know that even in the difficult times, we cannot be weary. We have to be consistent. We have to be faithful. And we need to be found following God and doing what God wants us to do. Amen? I want to go over here to the book of Isaiah for a minute. Hallelujah. And I want to read to you one a scripture that I know is going to be pretty well known to you. But I just want to read here for just a minute, because we're going to start here in Isaiah chapter 40, but I want to start in verse 28. It says, "Has thou not known, has thou not heard that the everlasting, God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, fainteth not, neither is weary. There is no searching of his understanding." Wow, isn't that powerful? Have we not known that our God, the Lord, the Creator, never fainteth? He never grows weary. See, this is why I want you to be encouraged today and to stir up your foundation and to stir up your faith. If you think you have waited too long to see something come to pass, I want to remind you who is the promiser and who's the finisher of your faith. I want to remind you that your God, the Creator, the Lord, that never grows weary and never faints, has never let you down. See, I want you to know something, that God has heard your prayers, God is hearing your prayers, and God is in the midst of what you got going on. He never grows weary and he never faints. I want you to understand something. That's a promise to each one of us. I want you to understand that your Father is never leaving you unprotected, uncovered, even when you think you're by yourself, even when you think you're alone, even when you are going through a time that did not look the way it was supposed to look. That's when you need to remember that your God never faints and he never grows weary. I want you to understand something. You could never pray too much for God. You can never meditate on something too much for God. You know, the only time the Bible tells us to do something without limitation is it's to meditate on the Word. It's to meditate on God. Meditate. Do you know that you can constantly be thinking of God and constantly have things before him, and it's never too much? The Lord is with us. We are the only ones that get weary. Oh, see, right now I got to put something on our feet for just a minute. I'll try not to keep it there too long, but let me tell you something. If anyone is going to go weary And anybody who's going to faint in the pursuit of faith, just look in the mirror. Because it ain't going to be God. You know, I want you to know that sometimes when we've had disappointment and sometimes when something didn't work out the way we wanted it to work out, it's not because God grew weary. It's not because God fainted. Where's our faith at? You know, we need to make sure that we stay pressed into God. We need to make sure that we stay stirred up in what we're believing God for. And even if time denies us for a season, let it only be seed time. Stay in the race. Stay buried in. Because remember, the Bible says, don't grow weary, because in due season you shall reap. Amen? I want to remind you the other thing here is that sometimes when we have things going on, sometimes they come to a close. And I want you to know that sometimes they come to a close not because God is leaving us destitute or without, but because sometimes something must finish for us to step into what God really has for us. And I want to remind you that in Isaiah or 1 Kings chapter 17, there's a man called Elijah. And we know that he was a very powerful prophet. And there was a time where there was a famine. And while this famine was going on, the Lord allowed the prophet to be by a brook. And he was by the brook Cherith, and it says that while he was at that brook, water flowed, and ravens came and fed him every day. Ravens came and fed the prophet by the brook every day, but there was a time where the brook dried up, wasn't it? And all of a sudden, the brook dried up. Why? Because there are sometimes, people, where God is trying to dry up your faith or dry up places where you've been so you can come into a new realm of glory. And the reason he needs to do that is because sometimes you're sustaining yourself, but nobody else. See, this prophet was by the brook, and he was eating well from the ravens, and he had a testimony out of it. And boy, he was kicking up his feet with joy, but nobody else was being touched. And all of a sudden, the Lord dried this time up, and he said, go into this city, and you will find a widow woman. I've commanded her to do something for you so that everybody could be blessed. See, I want you to understand something, that sometimes the Lord is trying to get you dried up where you're at because he wants to enlarge you and give you some more responsibility. Oh, see, some of us thought that dry seasons were just always terrible. But sometimes when there's a quiet season, it's because God is moving us into something different and something more. And so the Lord made the brook dry up that was taking care of the prophet so that he could move on.